Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Adam Schefter is going to be calling us and joining us in just a second here on the show. Nick Caserio's comments yesterday were that they had philosophical differences. That he and Coach Cully had philosophical differences. Can you see Cully walking in there and pounding his fist on the table and said, "Damn it, Nick, we're going this way with the organization, not your way"? What philosophical differences? Nance, name the philosophical differences they had.
No idea. I can't imagine what a philosophical difference would be. As a matter of fact, Ian Rappaport, well, we don't know, but Ian Rappaport believes that he knows. And think back, when you hear Ian's answer, I think you'll hearken back to another answer David Cully gave.
Now, as far as the reason why David Cully was fired and Mike Tomlin is now the only African-American head coach in the NFL, from what I understand, it was philosophical differences. In other words, the Houston Texans wanted David Cully to be open to making staff changes, specifically on the offensive side of the ball. Tim Kelly, who was eventually fired along with Cully, had the 32nd ranked offense. They wanted him to take a look at that, evaluate it, and say changes need to be made. He did not want to do that. And there were other issues, in-game issues, disciplinary issues. But from what I understand, the philosophical issues were probably as much as anything.
Now, we know that David Cully had issues with Zach Cunningham and Charles Omenihu, Justin Reed. We know that he did some things. Now, I would think that general manager was on board with that. But maybe he wasn't. Maybe there was something to that extent. I do think that David Cully was.
I find it hard to believe that David Cully was able to go to the bathroom without asking Nick Caserio.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it seems like. That's what it feels like. And, of course, I do think that, the Tim Kelly thing, I could see Dave. Now, if you're a go-along-to-get-along coach, you would think that you just say, yeah, I'll just, you want Tim Kelly gone, then I'll make a change and Tim Kelly will be gone.
That is odd, although he's such a nice guy that he probably
should. Well, but you know what? He's a lifer as an assistant coach. And you know what? I'm just telling you, I do have the background of my dad as a lifer as an assistant coach. That's a different job than the head coach. They don't have the same amenities, the same perks. They're on tighter. Things aren't guaranteed the same way they are for coaches. And he may be stood up for a guy that he believed in is what he may have done. He may have also done it knowing full well they fire me, I get out of this mess. I get out of this toxic location, and I move on. As a matter of fact, I got a direct message from somebody who is has some acquaintance with David Cully, and apparently, I'll just say this without violating what was told to me. I don't think David Cully is shedding any tears being gone from the Texans right now. Because he knows how dysfunctional it is.
Oh, well, he lived it. He's in the middle of it. Well, it's funny, though. You know, I'm not making – if he pounded his fist on the table and said, no, I'm not firing anybody, it's amazing because when asked about firing Zach Cunningham, do you remember he said – how tough was it to get rid of – it wasn't tough at all. It was easy. As a matter of fact, beat it. So as an assistant coach, he's like, no. I ain't firing no assistant coaches. I know what that's all about. But firing players, that was simple for him. That's kind of funny that the coach. Now, again, I find it so hard to believe that Cully would pound his fist, but maybe he did feel like my staff is my staff and I'm staying with my staff. Adam Schefter is joining us right now here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He is the preeminent NFL scoopster out there, and he has graced us by telling us he would be able to join us here on the show this morning. So let's go to Adam Schefter. We're waiting on Schefter. We got him. Okay, we're waiting on Adam Schefter here. He's going to be joining us in just a second.
Okay.
Adam Schefter joining us right now here on the show. Adam, thanks for your time. We know you're busy right now.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. We don't understand it, Adam. A guy who had zero leverage that – And the money is differing on David Cully and what he is getting from the Houston Texans. But how incompetent is this organization? 1 year with this guy, and you're paying him for however many years, a guy who had zero leverage coming into this thing.
Yeah, I do believe the walkaway is $17 million that he walks away with. I do think that that's accurate. There were people that were very insistent upon that number. But listen, that's the owner's money. And the $17 million walkaway, a lot of money, whatever the figure is. And that's what was in the contract. And look, he took on a big task, and he knew what was ahead. And, you know, I believe that they all knew that it was a real chance that he was going to be one and done. That was, I think, the sense and expectation from a lot of people around the league. And I think during the season, the Texans thought that basically he would be a lame duck. A lame duck. And so he's being compensated for basically stepping in and trying to absorb all that everybody knew that that organization was going to go through over the last year. So David Culley is entitled to every dollar he gets. Their money, if they want to give $17 million to walk away,
I don't care. Yeah, and I don't care, Adam, about I don't care about owners' money. They don't care about my money. I don't care about theirs. They can do what they want with it. But fundamentally, there is an issue when you're still paying Bill O'Brien. You paid Rick Smith for so long, Brian Gain for so long. Like, this shows a level of incompetence up at the top and upper management. And I understand that Bill O'Brien is gone, and so Nick Caserio, it takes a little while to clean it up. But I also know that Deshaun Watson doesn't ever want to play for the Texans again, in large part because of ownership.
That's true. So they've got a lot of work to get done and a lot to clean up and really, honestly, a culture to reset. Because their reputation around the league is not very good.
No, it's not. It does feel like the sense is that the Texans waited on deciding on David Culley until they had someone in mind, and maybe someone they contacted and talked to. And a lot of people believe, as a matter of fact, I think you tweeted yesterday about Gerard Mayo from the New England Patriots. Tell us what you know about Mayo and about the potential here in Houston.
Well, I just think he's a young guy that's going to be in demand. The question is he ready right now? I think there are people that wonder that. But they also know that he's going to be a head coach at some point in time, that he's dynamic, he's charismatic, he's all those things, and he's going to be a good head coach one day. The question is it this day? Do they want to bring him in perhaps before he's ready and grow with him, or do they want to wait a little bit? I just think that he will be in the mix for that job. I'm not telling he gets the job. I don't know that he gets the job. I don't know if they know who gets the job right now. But I'll be very surprised if he's not in the mix of candidates that's under consideration for that job.
Does Brian Flores make sense for this organization? What with, you know, what we've heard behind the scenes, how his attitude, much like Bill O'Brien, as opposed to the David Culley, the nice guy, the guy who was basically a puppet for Nick Caserio, does Brian Flores make sense now?
You know, Brian Flores makes sense a lot of places. I just don't know that it's going to wind up in Houston. Brian Flores is interviewing with the Bears today. There's been some talk that the Giants are interested. I don't know ultimately that he's going to wind up in Houston. Like I said, I think Brian Flores makes sense anywhere you want to put him. Anywhere you want to put him. And we'll see how this plays out with the Texans.
How do you view the hirings? John and I try to go through a list of the best and worst hirings, how they would rank. And I know you have to take a lot of different things into account here. As someone who has a feel for the league, where do you think the Texans would rank amongst candidates? Because Texans can talk about anybody that they want to come over, but if that team doesn't view the Texans as a viable location, especially for their first job, they're not going to, those candidates are not going to be interested.
Well, let me say this, that there are 32 of these jobs, and so they're always going to be desirable, and there always will be somebody, a la David Culley, that wants to coach that football team. Always. Do I think that the Texans job right now is as desirable as some of the others? Probably not. But I don't think that means very much. You know, they're in the process of trying to remake the franchise. They still offer that opportunity. There is some talent there. And if the people, the person that they hire, has worked with Nick before, then that will be more appealing. You know, so, I mean, there are certain things that the Texans do offer, I don't think you say, boy, that's a job that I really want to go take that job right now. But it is a head coaching job, and somebody absolutely will want it.
Is there any what is this? How does this affect the Deshaun Watson situation, or does it at all?
I don't believe it does. I think Deshaun Watson situation remains unchanged, no matter who is coaching the Texans.
Last question, because we appreciate your time here, Adam.
Yeah,
is this officially the Patriots' way here? You know, I know it's a phrase, but with Nick Caserio here, spending that much time with Bill Belichick, should we just expect the same Patriot way of operating and maneuvering for the Texans? Because if so, that's why I'm only looking at Josh McDaniels, Gerard Mayo, and Brian Flores, because they fit the bill of what Nick Caserio knows.
No, I don't know that that's necessarily true. You know, it's not the Patriot way. It's the Nick Caserio, Jack Easterby way. That's what it is right now. And so, they take their influences from wherever it is, their perspectives from wherever they are, not just New England, you know, from life. But there's no denying that there's a big New England influence, but they're going to be run the way that they want to run the team. And however that turns out. And so, again, they're in a challenging spot here. There's a lot of work to do. The organization needs to be remade. They know all the work that's ahead of them, and that's why they're given the time that they are and the money that they are so that they can undertake a huge project of trying to get the Texans back to respectability, and there's a long way to go.
You have so many sources. Is there any other name that we're missing right now, Adam Schefter, for this job?
Of course. Yeah, there are other people out there. Yeah.
Who do you think are the three hottest candidates in around football right now?
Well, I believe that Dan Quinn's going to get a head coaching job if he wants one. I believe Brian Flores will get a head coaching job if he wants one. And then, look, there's a number of qualified candidates out there. Todd Bowles in Tampa, Eric Bieniemy in Kansas City. You know, we go through the list. It really becomes a question of what you desire, the kind of coach you're looking for, young, old, experience, inexperienced. I'm a big Jim Caldwell fan. The organization came very close to hiring him last year.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Caldwell would have been a huge asset for the Houston Texans last year. He's a great man, a great man. And they went a different route. I'd like to hope that Jim Caldwell will get a head coaching job in the cycle. I don't know that he will or he won't, but he's a guy that, to me, certainly warrants attention.
Before I let you go, you mentioned one name that we talked a lot about in the past, and that's Jack Easterby. How entrenched right now is Jack from a standpoint? Our idea, we believe he doesn't really have anything to do with the quote-unquote football side, but is Jack still influential in the building?
He's got a prominent role there. He's got the owner's ear.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course.
honestly, that's all it takes.
Feels like that's a problem for a lot of people who are candidates for the GM job. So it's interesting that he still holds that kind of esteem in that building. That's Adam Schefter right here on ESPN 97.5, NFL Insider for ESPN, just the best in the business. And we appreciate you being here, Adam. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you guys for having me. Have a great day. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see where their search goes.
Nice. Appreciate Thanks, it. There's Adam Schefter right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Wow. There'll be bets to be made on who is. We got a lot more. We're just getting started on this thing. We've got so many more people to hear from. And if you want to get in, any thoughts that you have about your team, I guess your team, all you got to do is give us a call, 713-780-3776.
This is a good timing for my bookie because there's always... not my bookie here?
Yeah, my bookie.
It is, yeah. There's always...
Oh, yeah.
Plays on who's going to be the next head coach.
Oh, no, there are absolutely. You'll be able to find these bets on my bookie as exactly who is going to be the next coach. You'll get odds. It's so anything that you want to bet on. It's ridiculous. Live betting on so many games. You got boxing, MMA, motorsports, soccer, tennis, WNBA, basketball, CFL, cricket, Aussie rules football, cycling, esports. It's unbelievable. You got a whole horse racing book. You've got a casino there that you can go to. All of it at mybookie.ag. And if you refer a friend, you get a bonus. You make a deposit, you get a bonus. It's what they do. If you're looking for the best way to win and get paid, it's mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. Listen, it's so much fun. It is so great. If you're looking for just a fun way, hey, you know who the next head coach is going to be? Bet it at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.